Dude, LeBron did it. He brought a championship to Cleveland. Yes, and finally, we had a really competitive, awesome game in the NBA Finals. And let's go to courtside right after the game. Sideline reporter Doris Burke gets in touch with LeBron.
LeBron, as soon as that buzzer sounded, your emotions let loose. Can you describe what you're feeling right now?
She has an interesting way of talking. Doris
she Burke. Does. She sounds a little bit like Greta Van Susteren.
Tell
like she
me
has
what
a...
you were doing, LeBron.
She's a little bit like Dr. Evil, except an older female sort of talking.
She is like Dr. Evil. I know I texted you last night and said, this Doris lady's voice is whack.
LeBron, as soon as that buzzer sounded, your emotions let loose.
As soon as that buzzer, this is Doris's outgoing voicemail message, and I can't pick up the phone right now, but as soon as I get back, I will call you.
LeBron, congratulations. You've just won a few $1 million.
Can you describe what you're feeling right now?
I set out a goal 2 years when I came back to bring a championship to the city. I gave everything that I had. I put my heart, my blood, my sweat, my tears to this game, and against all odds, I don't know why we want to take the hardest road. I don't know why the man above gives me the hardest road, but it's nothing the man above don't put you in situations that you can't handle. And I just kept that same positive attitude, like, instead of saying, why me? They're saying this is what he want me to do. And
When we were listening to this before the show, Lindsay was kind of rolling her eyes going, oh, yeah, your life is really tough, LeBron.
It's so hard. So hard. You know, it was the hardest road, making $70 million a year.
But look,
poor guy.
For him to win the NBA championship, it was the hardest road.
Mm.
Now, granted, it is not the hardest road any man has ever taken in this world. Mm-hmm. People have had harder roads than LeBron. But for his quest for the NBA championship, it was a hard road.
Okay.
And that is what the man above wanted him to do. And I think we need to respect that.
Wanted him to win. Because the man above did not want anybody else to win. No, right. No. He favors LeBron.
Cleveland! This is for you!
Pretty good soundbite. That can be taken in the absence of knowing that is, I just won the NBA championship and I play for Cleveland's team. This can be taken.
Cleveland! This is for you!
Like, oh. I'm imagining at the end of an action movie that...
the retribution finally
comes. Where LeBron is holding some kind of bazooka and it's aimed at an ammo dump right in the heart of Cleveland. That has been the bane of his existence.
Cleveland! This is for you!
And Take that!
And I'm imagining Cleveland from Family Guy like this. Can you replay the clip?
Cleveland! This is for you!
Oh, thank you, LeBron. This is for me.
Cleveland! This is for you!
That's nice.
I am thrilled for LeBron. I was thrilled to get a decent game. It was kind of like with about 5 minutes to go, both teams look really, really winded.
Mm-hmm.
And it started to be less competitive offensively, but the defense was still great.
Good.
Yeah, I've got some audio here of the local. This is always fun to do is, you know, you get the national coverage and people are excited sort of neutrally for Cleveland. But the guys in Cleveland were freaking out. And again, like, this was the greatest comeback in NBA Finals history. No team has ever come back from 3-1. And Cleveland as a city hasn't won any kind of sports championship since 1964. So this is the Cleveland, the local, like, radio team.
Plus, it's Cleveland, you know?
The drought is over. The curse destroyed. 52 years of torment and anguish has been washed away. The greatest comeback in NBA Finals history is complete. 5 decades of championship futility has been erased.
It's very biblical.
Yeah. Yes.
The way he's talking.
I know.
Make no mistake about it. June 19th, 2016 is a day that will go down as one of the greatest days in the history of Cleveland sports.
So, I mean, now if you're Cleveland, you've got kind of a hat-hanging thing, whereas before the slug line for Cleveland was, hey, we're not Detroit.
Yeah, that, right?
And if you were curious what the Spanish language feed sounded like.
Pero el triple en camino, no! El rebote de Spades! Y con esto, señoras y señores! Los Cavaliers de Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Son campeones de la NBA. Sí, señor. LeBron James.
So that's yes, sir.
Yes.
Is this the same guy that was doing the call from the Daytona 500?
Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin.
Hamlin.
Or different guy.
El Escogido.
The chosen one. Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin.
Hamlin.
Did he say the chosen one?
Cavaliers a la tierra.
Yep, he said the chosen one.
The chosen one. Yeah.
So congrats to the Cavaliers.
Cleveland! This is for you!
Let's hope he never gets angry at the city.